This is Currently with George and Donna. This is the Corona-cation?
Yep.
Episode where we talk about what we're doing at home during this pandemic outbreak and staying at home.
Yeah.
First thoughts, staying at home. Go.
Well, we just said Corona-cation. That's a joke. Don't hate on us. We know it's a very serious thing. It's very serious.
Oh, you got real serious.
Yeah.
It's okay. Comedians, like, they get a pass on all this stuff.
Oh, okay. So it's not too soon, even though it's still going on.
Is this podcast in the comedic category?
Probably.
Then we get a pass.
P-R-O-L-L-Y. Probably. Okay, so yeah. So staying home... still, because of the it's not really a lockdown. We're not really locked down. It's just like a stay-at-home order, yeah. Right? I don't know the governmentals about it, but yeah, it's been again, please, you guys don't listen to us for us to tell you about the news and tell you all the bad things. That's not why you listen to us. You listen to us so hopefully we make you laugh and tell you about the good things. So I will just say that during this time, I've had a nice time. I do feel sorry for everybody that's experiencing the sickness, and especially experiencing anybody passing away. But for us, thank God, this has not affected our household.
As of today.
As of today. Oh, jeez. Hopefully never.
You don't want them, like, something happening and then them tracing back to this podcast episode and be like, on their last podcast episode.
I know, right? Goodness. But hopefully never.
Because they're looking for everything in the media right
we
now.
We don't personally know anyone that's been affected by it, so thank God for that. But so because of that, George has had to work from home, and it's been quite nice, actually. We've had some really great weather days, which are uncharacteristically dry for the New Orleans area around this time of year. Normally it's like raining cats and dogs, but we've had 3 weeks of like sunshine and breezes and beautiful weather and days where there's not a cloud in the sky. So George gets his work done and then we kind of go for walks and enjoy the fresh air, enjoy just walking around the neighborhood and doing some stuff around the house. What else?
Well, I've been working, but like in the evenings and stuff, like you said, doing the walks has been nice. It's different being at home and doing the work because, like, you're much more comfortable, you know, to go grab coffee or choose a location around the house that you prefer. Some people can set up, you know, need their own dedicated space, but I can work anywhere in the house, really. Like, yeah. Even in the living room. As long as the TV's not playing, I think I'm okay.
Yeah, and sometimes it hasn't been. Sorry, you continue. I'm going to grab a napkin.
Go grab that napkin, girl. Okay. So on this napkin break.
Got it.
All right, you got it? Cool.
Yeah, sometimes I tell George, I got to watch a quick episode of Cheers. What you going to do? And so he'll leave the living room and he'll take his laptop to the office and go work in there for a while.
So, I think it's been fine, you know? It's, like I said, I haven't really felt that much of a change other than the work scenarios, keeping in touch with people. I think there's a much less distractions at home from than from work,
really?
Actually, for me.
You think working?
Yeah, in my job, I'm constantly, like, there are people constantly coming up, asking a question, figuring something out, deciding on something, new inventory, what came in. You know, it's just a barrage of that. And I love it because it keeps me busy. But to be able to just focus on sales has been pretty good.
Also, you get a lot of looky-loos in your store. So while you're working on selling something to a legitimate client, you'll have to get up and leave that in order to go help somebody that's never in a million years going to buy anything from your store.
Yeah. And, you know, some of them do, but for the most part, you know, they don't.
Yeah. That's funny because most people, I think, if you took a poll, most people would say that they have more distractions at home than at work. But you've been doing, I can attest to that, you've been doing really good with sitting there for the whole 8 hours and doing your work. Like, you really don't take any big breaks or anything like that?
No, I mean, you know, if I wanted to go to the water cooler to have a...
George made us buy a water cooler as soon as he found out he was... No, I'm just kidding.
But they don't have a water cooler at my job, so... Actually, they do have one.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, in the kitchen. But I never use it.
I don't blame
him. I'm the bottled water guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows I don't recycle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what just reminded me? I mentioned Cheers a minute ago. I've been rewatching Cheers. Well, George and I rewatched all the episodes of The Office. Now we're rewatching episodes of Community,
which is it's one of my top favorite sitcoms. Yeah.
So there are a couple shows we watch together like that because George wants to watch it too. But there are some shows that I like, for the most part, watch on my own. If I'm like cooking dinner or doing something, I'll just put it on the background. And Cheers is one of them. I love Cheers.
I laugh every time like I hear a snippet of it or.
Did you say snippet?
Snippet.
Oh, I thought you said snidbit. I was like,
And if I did, that would be just as correct. It's really funny. Like, it's really, really funny show.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They had an episode the other day where they did, what's it called in the beginning of a show? A cold open, where you do a little bit of a something right when the show comes on, and then you go to commercial. Then the show comes back.
The intro?
It's like an intro, yeah. Well, they did a little cold open intro in one of the episodes where this guy comes in and Sam Malone is at the bar and he's like, hey, so how's that job search going? And the guy's like, oh, great. I actually found a job working at some medical biotesting facility. I don't know, though. They do a lot of testing on viruses and stuff like that. And everybody in the bar is like, I'm sure it's fine. They know what they're doing. Well, no, he just says, oh, they're like, no, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's okay. And he's like, all right, well, now I feel better. All right, well, thanks, guys. See you. And he walks out the bar, and then they start going in
Everybody
town.
Starts getting
cleaning
town
yeah, and disinfecting everything.
You got to find that clip and put it on your Facebook.
I did. Okay. I did, yeah. It's so timely. It's like even back in 1983 or whenever that was filmed, 1983, 1984. They, you know, like, if you knew if somebody had a virus around you, you didn't want to be a part of that.
I think, and it's not a bad habit, but, you know, I was always thinking, like, man, we use a lot of paper towels here.
We
at
really
our house.
Do.
I think there's a toilet paper pandemic going along with this, and it's not
It's getting better.
It's getting better? Good.
Yeah.
But the paper towels for me is something I use more. Than that, and we use it so much, but it's good. You know, I think it's a good thing not to have a rag that you constantly clean your hands on, right? Like, I don't know. I never felt like having a, you know, some people have just like their cloth that they wipe their hands on.
And then they kind of just like leave it in the sink or whatever.
Or next to the sink or whatever. Like that wasn't something I've ever liked even growing up.
Well, I recognized how much paper towels we use, especially when I'm baking and stuff. And I made a point, now I buy the one where it's like the half sheet paper towel. And I do really try to only take a half sheet to do anything with. Because, you know, it's not good to waste that much still. But I feel like washing a bunch too, like how much energy does that take? You wash a bunch of towels in the washing machine.
Yeah, what, one load?
The washing machine.
Can't be that bad. But I think, I remember this story where I worked at a deli. I had a job at a deli for a summer.
Which I still cannot believe.
Why? Why can't you believe it?
Because you hashtag finish everything. That place must have been a mess by the end. Have we talked about hashtag finish on here?
We might have.
I think we did. George leaves everything open all the time and doesn't close stuff.
After the mission is done.
Right. So then, anyway.
If I get to Home Depot, I'm at Home Depot. I'm good. I just walk out the car without turning
Y'all,
it off.
He's not kidding. That happened today. This is the God's honest truth. We pull into the Home Depot parking lot. He just puts it in park and gets out the door. And I go, hey, you want to turn the car off? He hashtag finished the car. Like, he didn't even turn the ignition off. And he was like, oh, yeah.
Anyway, my story was about me working at a deli.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And I had the best lunches you could possibly imagine.
I bet.
They were so good. The best bread, buttered, as much meat as I wanted, as much cheese. It was just fantastic. So I had the best lunches, and I would bring something home too. So I had dinner sometimes, or would bring my family something. But in it, one of the jobs is to clean glass, right? Clean the glass on the outside when we're not doing something else. And so I would take like one sheet, you know, and start Windexing and then trying to clean with one sheet. But
if you ever, towel.
Yeah, like one tear. And I remember the manager looked at me when I was doing it. She's like, you've never cleaned glass in your life before, huh, honey? And she like took a whole big roll. And I was like, and I remember I looked like, nope. Like, no, I never did. And she took a whole big roll and she's like, this is how you clean it. You know, and you got the whole counter done with a big amount. You can't just do it with one sheet.
Right.
Clean a counter full of glass.
Right. No, I'm talking about when I dry my hands or whatever.
It was just a story about paper towels.
Oh.
Since we were on the subject.
Of paper towels. Well, I cannot tell you. I wish I knew that lady. I wish I could find her somehow, because I want to take her by both her hands, pull her close and look deep into her eyes and tell her, we've seen the same look, only you've seen it once and I've seen it 1 trillion times, where I look at you and go, you don't know how to do this, do you? And you go, nope.
See, instead,
you don't know how to clean this, do you?
Most people are ashamed of not knowing. And I am like, I don't know. And it wasn't a trick. I'm not trying to get away with, you know, not doing. You know, there's a trick that guy said, like, oh, do the laundry bad one time, make everything pink, and then you'll never do laundry again. It might have only been discussed among men circles.
No, I think we've discussed it before, and I said, no, I'm gonna make you do it until it doesn't come out
no,
pink anymore.
I know you will, Donna, because you're a special kind of lady. But
I had to tell George yesterday, I'm a lady who cleans, but I'm not your cleaning lady. Because he has this one coffee cup that he never cleans. It's in the sink right now, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you didn't clean it again. You just leave it there for me.
Was it me who was supposed to clean it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Did you put your lips on it? New house rule. If you put your lips on something, you have to clean it.
That's good, Donna.
Anyways, yeah, so staying at home has been good, though. I think you've enjoyed working from home. It's a thing you've never done before, ever, huh?
Ever.
Ever. You really have enjoyed being able to do that. Yeah. I've enjoyed having you here.
See, I think, though, it has to do with being in sales and commission. For people to do something else. Because if you had an administrative job, I can't see just trying to stay on the computer and stare at your computer for 8 hours a day. I don't blame them. I don't blame the administrative people in my company or people who, you know, have operations roles or marketing roles. It's going to be hard.
To work from home?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've done stuff from home. Like when I had my chemistry job, if I had to write, I would write.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying it's easy. You do have to be pretty self-motivated.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, because I'm in sales, that's the motivation. If I go out in the garage and spend all day in the garage,
then you don't make any money.
I don't
for
make
the
any
day.
Money for the day. So right. Sorry, you know, like, and there's a time and a place for that. So if I can balance that, you know, like I do with working the mornings and then in the evenings, then doing things that I like to do hobby-wise, it's a little bit easier.
It has been tougher for me to work from home because I'm a real estate agent, so I need to be out showing houses. And we've been ordered to stay at home, so not many people want to be out looking at houses. I did show a few, but they were vacant houses, and it was me and, like, one client at a time, and we stayed apart from each other, and we went into a vacant house and didn't really get close to each other. I did show a few, but you can't go, like, with a family. You can't go with two parents and their kids, like, the way house hunting normally is. You know, you go with some people at a time.
So that's a question. Like, you and I, we didn't get anyone involved. We bought our house. We found our house. We bought our house. Why do you think people bring friends and family over to get involved in that? Because I know that kills deals, too.
I don't know. I had another real estate friend who told me, don't let him bring Aunt Negative Nancy because she's not going to like this and she's not going to like that. And she's, oh, well, but she'll say, oh, but it's your decision. It's your house. Yeah. But once you've pointed out 15 negative things about a house, the person's not really going to want to buy it anymore. Oh, because they know, and God forbid, if I do buy it and things start going wrong in the house, Aunt Negative Nancy told me so. And
that's a fear. They'll have to listen to her. But why bring them?
I don't know. I talked about this, my first heartbreak as a realtor, where I was working with a couple for a while, and the weekend that they brought both sets of parents, that's the weekend that things went south. You know, everybody thinks they know better, and you're going to trust your parents or your aunt or whoever more than the realtor when push comes to shove. Unless a realtor is your family member, you're going to trust your family member more. And, you know, a lot of times that doesn't work out for people. They end up going, man, I shouldn't have listened to my parents, or I shouldn't have listened to my aunt, or whoever it is.
Well, how about when you're in the opposite? Somebody says, hey, I'd like to get your opinion on something. Does it feel because they've asked you that you should have an opinion?
I like to say, well, if you really want my opinion, I'll be honest with you. I do that with my family, too. I'm just like, okay, well, if you're asking me, you're going to get an honest answer.
See, so, I try to always think, if I'm ever in the position, that just because I was brought into a meeting because they want to get my opinion, or just because I was brought into a meeting doesn't necessarily that mean that I have to share my opinion unless I'm asked, which I am sometimes, and unless I really think I have something important to say.
Well, here's the difference, I think. There's aesthetic things and there's structural things.
Yeah, so you got to point that out.
And foundation.
Cracking the ceiling from wall to wall, corner to corner. Did you see that? No, I didn't see it. You should have, because it was like a lightning bolt.
Right. When somebody asks me for my opinion, they have to ask me, what do you think of this paint color? For me to go, I really don't like it. I'm not just going to walk in going, oh, this paint's horrible, because I know better. I know the paint is something that can easily be changed, so it's not worth voicing a negative opinion on that. Mm. If you ask me, I'll tell you the truth. But if you don't ask me, I'm not just going to offer up, I don't like the paint. I don't like the wallpaper. I don't like the knobs. I don't like the refrigerator. All things that can be changed, I'm not just going to offer up negative information on that. But if you're like, hey, what does this huge stain on the ceiling mean? Well, you don't even have to ask me. I would probably be like, look at this huge stain on the ceiling. You might want to check and see if there's a leak somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, like those things, yeah. If your aunt comes along and she sees that, more power to her. Hopefully she sees it and points it out to you. But otherwise, just the, ew, this is an ugly color. Oh, I hate this banister. Oh, I like discretionary things. Mm. I don't think you should just give your opinion unless you're asked.
Mm.
What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. I like, I'll consider that even more. If it's just a personal feeling about something, a personal dislike, maybe not say it. But if I'm in a meeting and it's something that maybe affects structurally or financially the system or security wise, then definitely voice what I thought. So that's a good little tidbit.
Right. Because I've learned, like, I don't know how we got on this topic, by the way, but talking about corona.
You can literally trace it back in this episode. I know. To how.
But I've learned just from being an agent, there are houses that I'll walk in at, I would be like 100%, this is not my style. Like, overly adorned things, you know, like antique-y type adorn. That's not my personal style. Do I appreciate it? 100%. But I'm more of like a modern, traditional, clean look type of person.
Yeah. This house has a lot of trim work around the windows and doors, which you don't normally see in most houses. And it was a nice touch. It was just like a little extra.
Yeah.
That is not totally in line with our look, but when you do it all white, it looks great.
Yeah. So some houses I'll walk in with a client and it's all this like very ornate, like a mahogany woodwork type of antique. And it could all be very well done and very expensive looking and very expensive. But I would just know, oh, this is not my taste. You know, I wouldn't choose this if I had a choice. But I'm never going to say that. And if I'm Aunt Nancy, I shouldn't say that either, because Aunt Nancy might have my taste, you know? But if you say enough negative things to a person, it makes a breakthrough at some point, you know? So anyway, back to corona. Yeah, I haven't been showing as many houses. I've noticed that being a real estate agent in this time is not the easiest career, but I'm hopeful that when this is over, it will boom again.
Yeah. I think it's been pretty cool. Our church has definitely gone all in on video conferencing and meeting with your groups and the services on Sundays. I kind of like that. I like that it's technology is being used in a lot of different industries in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
At my work, we meet like every twice a week and we watch a class and discuss it afterwards. So it's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one thing that George, I think you and I kind of came across this like simultaneously in different ways, but Masterclass.
Mm-hmm.
I had
not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor yet. But I had heard on another podcast I was listening to about they had a guest on who did his own masterclass. And I was like, oh, this is something we should check out. And around the same time, this was like a couple months ago. And around the same time, you were like, oh, Donna, I've been telling you we should check that out.
And I was yeah, like, because...
I didn't realize we were talking about the same thing.
Who does the comedy one? Steve
Martin.
Steve Martin, yeah. I'd love to watch that.
Yeah. So George's work, they've been doing a couple of the... Or you did at least one of the masterclass.
No, we were doing a whole course.
A whole course? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And it's a guy who does all like negotiation stuff. I think it's the same guy that I had heard on the podcast,
right? Yeah,
that's
funny. Yeah. It all comes around, I think.
Yeah. So you've been taking classes. I've been cleaning the house. I took a couple days and just got on my hands and knees and did baseboards.
Yeah, this is a good
around
time.
Our house.
I think that you're right in the sense that it's going to boom after this, because I think people are going to realize
what real estate.
Yeah, because they're going to realize, oh, I want a different kind of house. Because now that you're forced to be in your house, everything you work for, you're either benefiting from, or you realize you've done nothing to, or you can improve. So for me,
right,
one of the things was fixing up my garage, you know, like this is the time where I can organize everything, make everything so that when I am again back on the grind, you know, having to travel to work and back from work.
My nickname isn't The Grind, is it? That was a dirty joke. Sorry. Anyway, when you're back.
Now I'm going to let that settle.
I'm kidding. So go ahead. When you're back on the grind, then what about your garage?
Just that the workshop's ready to...
I threw you off with that.
That the workshop's ready to... I can go back and do work.
Y'all should see his face right now. His cheeks are a little bit red.
Cool, because we're going to keep this.
We're not editing that out. anyway, no. So I get what you're trying to say, that you're thankful for this time. You've been able to get some things done and make some improvements to your garage. So that way, when you do go back to work, you enjoy the fruits of your labor of having gotten everything organized.
Because there's two parts to when you envision doing something. There's the work and then the fruit of that labor. So, you know, choose things to do, I guess, that the you also enjoy the fruit of the labor. So I'm really enjoying creating work tables and things and organizing, because later on it's like, oh, I have this project I wanted to do that I didn't know I was going to want to do. Mm-hmm. And now I know where everything is and I'm able to get to work.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, I did. So we had our sunroom. We had the floors redone in there because I was like the second to last beast of this remodel of this house, improving this house. We had done everything on the inside. You guys heard us talk ad nauseum about that. But we left the sunroom, the sunroom. We left that as last, and even after the outside stuff, because we had a bunch of landscaping and stuff to do outside. We got that done slowly. So it's the sunroom and then the outside by the pool, kind of like fixing some old
aesthetics
cement. Yeah, it's old pea gravel type of decking around our pool, and it's like very 1980s. So those two things were left. Well, we got the floors redone in the sunroom, and it's totally revamped.
Yeah.
The sunroom. Yeah. We got it all cleaned up. So really, we're back to like outside stuff being the stuff that's left over to do. But because of kind of getting everything done, I was like, okay, I got to do some spring cleaning, because we've been in the house over a year now, about a year and 4 months or so, year and 5 months. I went to the baseboards. They was a hot mess.
Oh, and they look good now.
Those girls are sparkling.
I'm always constantly...
Baseboards will get away from you. If you don't stay... And don't get me wrong, I would take like a little duster and kind of like go around with a little duster. Nah, I didn't clean them. They really need to be cleaned like once every 6 months. So I've taken this time to do that. I've taken this time to really clean, like deep clean our bathrooms and our floors and stuff. I redid all our paperwork. I might have talked about that. I organized a bunch of paperwork, went through a bunch of trash. Like, I feel like our house is very well in order now.
Yeah.
Organized, because you and I both went through a bunch of stuff.
There's maybe 3 or 4 just drawers that I need to go through again.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
Safe to say, literally, we don't have a lot of unneeded junk in this house.
No. I think we can get better, though. I think we can get slimmer, give some things away. I read a long time ago, not a long time ago, but there was that movement of like simplifying your life and only have things that bring you joy. And then like even simplify your wardrobe. You know, people really don't notice that you could wear a white t-shirt 4 days out of the week and people are not going to notice that, you know, unless you point it out. They're just kind of going to think that's your look and that's it. So I read this really great article on that, and I've been trying to simplify. Like in the mornings, my dress shirts for work are white and blue.
Your dress shirts for work the last 2.5 weeks have been t-shirts.
T-shirts.
But normally, yeah, you got it down to just a couple colors.
Yeah, like blue, light blue, white. And I'm always comfortable and I always feel good and I always know that what I'm going to wear looks okay.
Yeah.
And then luckily the things at H&M, those inexpensive suits fit me great. So if I ever need one, I just go and get one.
Yeah. Speaking of, I got a 20% off coupon right now.
Yeah, but I don't need any suits.
Oh, good.
Ah, you okay?
Yep.
Just rammed into your knee.
He just rammed into my knee. Yeah, so anyway, like doing stuff around the house, getting stuff organized. I cleaned the floors today in our little sunroom area and outside.
Thrilling.
Thrilling stuff. I've been cooking a lot. because mm-hmm. we've been trying to maintain the stay inside thing for most parts. We have been ordering out a little bit.
It's kind of calmed down.
Yeah, but I've been cooking a lot. I've been cleaning a lot. It's like when you do cook a lot, that means you got to clean a lot. You got to clean dishes. You got to clean the kitchen constantly. So that's kind of been my world since work has slowed down.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, George went swimming for the first time this year.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He every day, y'all, since he's been home. Wait, what was your last day at work? Do you know the date?
Three weeks ago, I think.
I'd be interested to know the date. Today's April 11th that we're recording this. March something. Anyway, that George's last day was. But ever since this dude has been home, he has been saying, we should try and get in the pool. We should try and get in the pool. It feels hot outside. I'm like, babe, that water is still really cold. Very, very, very cold.
Was it the 20th?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was the 20th, I think.
The 20th was your last day at work, really?
It might have been.
What?
Of March.
Wow. So it's been like
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Went by fast.
Yeah, it went by really fast.
So every day George has been itching to get in that pool. Well, 2 days ago, we had our hottest day yet, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like a high of 88, and we've gotten a lot of sunny days, so George has been trying to watch that thermometer in that pool. He's like, it's at 78. And I'm like, yeah, but I think 78 is still kind of cold. And I was like, tell you what, you go in it first. And if you say it's warm, then I'll jump in. But I'm not even going to attempt to put on a bathing suit until you jump in. How'd it feel, George?
It was cold.
It was cold. I have to hand it to him. He stayed in for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that. So we did the thing where we maintained the pool throughout the summer, throughout the winter. And so, doing that, it's a lot of work to do throughout the winter. And so you kind of itching to get back and benefit from it.
Cause the pool looks so pretty. It looks so pretty that you want to get in it.
Oh yeah. It looked great throughout the whole winter.
It did, but
it's nice
so
to
cold.
Sit out there, but it's so cold. So I guess I just wanted to like get a little taste, and now it's unreasonably cold and you can't get back in.
Yeah, after our day of 88 degrees yesterday was like a high of 73, and today...
but it gave me like encouragement, I guess, not encouragement, but it revamped the energy, you know, to actually go.
Speaking of the pool, you gotta go scrape the steps, brush the steps.
Thank you for telling me that on.
Well, now I have currently. Proof. That I told it to you, because I told it to you yesterday, too, but that didn't. Yeah.
All right, Donna.
Y'all got to know how many times I asked this dude to do something. But you know what? It's being a wife. You know, unless we ask a bunch, it doesn't get done. And if we ask too many times, we're quote-unquote a nag. It's that fine balance that we all have to walk. Every wife knows what I'm talking about in some way, shape, or form. Mm. But anyway, what would we do without him, right, ladies? Right, Mark Wahlberg?
Am I right?
Somewhere Mark Wahlberg's wife is like, girl, tell me about it. Girl, who you telling? I know what you're talking about.
That dude's probably like, I don't want to take care of the pool. Pay somebody to do it.
You know, he's probably taking it super hard that tomorrow's Easter and he can't go to Catholic Church. Why did I say Catholicism Church? That's weird. He can't go to Catholic Church. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Because he's a big-time Catholic. He practices, I heard. So he's probably super bummed that he can't go to Mass tomorrow.
Hmm.
Mark, we can't go either, but our church is going to be doing some online services if you want to join us.
Cool. So,
George did not know what to do with that information.
I'm like, you're inviting Mark Wahlberg
to our online services? Of course I am.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Assuming that I get this audio out.
Mark, to reference the last bit of information I was talking about, which is women who have to wait on their husbands to do stuff. This show won't get edited and put on online for probably until 2 weeks after Easter. So you can look up our online services in retrospect, but they'll probably have passed already.
Yeah. Or after 4 years of this, you're listening to it and realize, oh, that's an option I could have done.
I did not even give a website. So it's not like anybody 4 years from now is going to be looking at our 2020 Easter service online.
I hope so, Donna. I hope so. Anyway, guys, that's what we're up to during this recording of Currently with George and Donna. Goodbye, babies.
Bye, babies.
Have a great one.